A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com. Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Chris Ramsey.
Oh, what? No, no insults? No?
No.
No, there's no insults because Rosie's very excited. She's in a very, very good mood. It is episode 53. Thank you so much for listening. As usual, like, rate and subscribe and all that stuff.
Come on.
This week's lucrative sponsor is the Shag Married Annoyed Live Tour. God, she's so excited. It's like she's never left the house. Ridiculous.
Do you know what it is though, Chris? Do you know why?
Why?
Because my heart lives on the stage.
Fuck me.
My heart lives on the stage and my heart is being filled right now because...
Oh, it's just very, you're very excited, aren't
we're
you?
We're going on tour. We're taking the Smars. We're going to meet the Smars and Daz. We're going to all have a drink.
Yeah.
And it's going to be just...
Questions from the public will be actually from the mouths of the public. We're going to try and sort that out.
So we're going to be able to see the faces of the public.
Oh, do you think they'll give away as much juicy goss?
Well, maybe so we could do it anonymously.
Oh,
we're going to sort that out near.
We'll know they're in the room.
Yeah.
Listen, more about it after this. Here's the... Rosie, I'm taking your line because I'm that excited. Here's the jingle.
You better not do that in the show because I'll be fucking livid.
Okay, so go on then.
Right, here's the jingle. No. My line.
We had a fight about the jingle, jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle, jingle. So this is the jingle, jingle. We hope you like the jingle, jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello, welcome back. I need to calm down a little bit because I'm very, very excited.
Absolutely buzzing.
We have just announced it because we're recording this on Wednesday. It is obviously now Friday. Tickets are available now for the Shag Married Annoyed live tour.
Shagmarriedannoyed.com for tickets for the tour.
That's the website.
Also see tickets and Ticketmaster. Do us a favour, guys. Check all of them before you tweet me saying it's sold out because there's nothing more disappointing than this. Rosie, amount of times I've been having a little poo. Or something along them lines, sitting on my phone essentially. Oh, I wish I could have got tickets for that, but it's sold out. And I go, oh, amazing. How great am I? It's sold out. Oh, no, just the one venue that person checked is sold out. Specific ticket retailer.
In that person's defense, right. I didn't know that. So
I know, it's because I live and breathe it.
I'm sorry, why you got to bring negativity to our tour? Look, you're already putting your negativity on it.
Right.
Take it away, erase it,
right.
Wipe it off.
Sorry. Thanks.
Yeah. We're doing 8 dates.
Apologies, there's not more, but how am I, man?
We've got a kid.
We're married. Come on. Jesus.
So we're having 8 nights out, essentially.
8 nights out.
We're gonna,
bring your wines.
We're going to book a hotel.
They're all going to be plonkcast. They're all going to be plonkcast, I'll tell you that right now.
Ah, mate.
Live plonkcasts.
Plonky plonk.
So exciting.
Yeah. So
goodness
hopefully
me.
We'll see you there. Fingers crossed it sells. Just to quickly tell you about the Newcastle Utilita Arena gig.
Yeah.
This one, if we sell out that gig, we will be doing the largest live podcast ever. And we might get a record?
You know what it is? In my wildest dreams, I have done something and the lady or man in the little blazer from Guinness World Records has been standing there. And they've had their stopwatch or their little... He or she might go around with one of them little clickers. You know, little
counting
clickers
everyone.
That dormant, I forgot.
Yeah,
go around and do that. Stand there on stage and nod and we'll go, thank you.
Can we
that's
sing
awesome.
Record breakers?
I mean, why the hell not?
I'm so excited.
So if you come to that one, guys, the Newcastle Utility Arena, that is literally an attempt at a world record. So that's going to be really special. It's the night before the Great North Run, but, you know...
I'd be doing that.
I mean, there was no fear of us doing it anyway, but definitely not the night after that. Heavens above.
Why don't we do the gig, right?
Yeah.
Get lashed.
Right.
And then walk home.
Right.
And then get there probably at the same time as everyone who will be finishing the gig.
All right. Oh my God. So walk home hungover and get overtaken. Get overtaken by people dressed as fucking giant birds and that. And obviously Mo Farrell destroyer. But getting like, you know, I reckon if we walked home hungover from Newcastle, probably arguing and being sick, we'd probably stop at the Mackey's at Felham Bypass.
Absolutely.
I reckon that bloke who does it in a fucking diver suit, I reckon he'd beat we.
Yeah. Right. I would assume so. Colin will be there in his big red dress.
He'll dress guy. Aye. Yeah. He'll smash with. Yeah, we'll get smashed. But yeah, we're not going to do the Great Run. But it's the night before the Great Run. Easy to remember.
Yay. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. Huge apology for so much self-promotion. Back to regular broadcast now. Obviously, because of that shameless self-promotion, you were robbed, dear listener, you were robbed of this week's real...
No.
Looked, yeah.
Absolutely
no,
not.
Hey, listen. Listen. This week's sponsor
listening.
This week's sponsor is...
This is not fair.
Chicken pox. Hey. Oh. Think you're itchy? Think again. Chicken pox.
Yeah.
Hey. You want to wash a towel every time you've used it? Get yourself some chicken pox.
Chicken pox. Think you can only have them once? It's bullshit.
Hey, think you'll have them once? Here they come again. Bullshit.
Lightning strikes twice.
So Robin's got chicken pox is what I'm trying to say. Oh, God. I feel like I've got them.
Oh, you've stolen me beef.
Right.
Because as soon as I took Robin to see the nurse and I was like, he's got chicken pox. I swear, an hour later, you were like, I've got an itchy ankle. And I just wanted to go, one.
Honestly, like your text is, I was away yesterday. And your text is saying, I've been the doctor, he's got chicken pox. And I read the word chicken pox and I was immediately itchy all over. And I feel like I've got, I woke up last night multiple times going, he's given them, I've got them. And I feel like I'm itching all over the place.
Can you just, can you move out for a few days? Please. When one of us poorly, you just go into some sort of like, I can't even describe it. It's absolutely ridiculous the way that you go on.
I know.
I might build you a little air raid shelter at the bottom of the
garden. Well, listen, I've always said in E.T., in the film E.T., where they find out that E.T. is there in the house and they build that big white dome at the front of the house and everyone comes in them white suits.
Yeah.
I feel like everyone who comes to your house should dress in that. I feel like people coming to your front door should be sprayed with a big disinfecting thing and they should put their arms up and like a spray tan.
Right.
Count Mississippi, like Ross from Friends, and get a good fucking spraying. Everything sorted.
Great.
Honestly,
we would lose a lot of friends if we did that.
I mean, I haven't really got many, to be fair.
It'd be a dream come true for you, wouldn't it?
I fucking love it. I'd love it if people stopped coming round here. You love it, don't you? You've always said you want a house exactly like when you were little, just people come round. I fucking hate people coming round here, honestly.
I lived in like an open door house very much. It was just constantly people there. On a weekend, we'd have family round, like in the summer, everyone be in the back garden having a drink. And yeah, that's how I like our house to be.
No, absolutely not. No. I have hidden sometimes when people have knocked on the door.
Yeah, I know. I've seen you.
The doorbell rings and I'll just drop to the deck, roll it under the windowsill next to the radiator and just lie there until they leave.
Oh, God. Think he's sociable, do you? Think he's funny on his Twitter. He's a nice bloke. He's a dick.
You wouldn't like us in real life. I'm joking. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know. There is something nice about people turning up unannounced, but there's also...
Oh, I didn't say unannounced. That's it.
Oh, right. You like them booked in. Right, okay.
Oh,
then.
I like to know people are coming. Not unannounced. Are you kidding us? We live in the 50s?
Much.
No.
We row too much. We have little daft rows too much for people to be here all
but
the time.
But that's because you're really bad at... covering an argument.
Right.
I'm amazing at that. No, they wouldn't know if somebody walked in and we were mid argument, they would never know.
Yeah.
They would think we are the happiest married couple in the world. You give it away because you cannot hide the fact that we are arguing and you just look at us and go, are you all right? And I'm like, we're not. Go away. Don't look at us. Hello, do you want a drink?
Hey, they were really happy when I went round. I mean, at one point, he put his arm round her and she elbowed him in the kidneys. But other than that, they were really in good spirits, them two.
What a lovely couple.
I can still taste the disinfectant that he sprayed on us when I came in. Good guy. He's a good guy. Babadoo, 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 ba. What have you been up to?
Getting excited about the tour.
Yeah.
Getting buzzing about another job. Filling out my CV.
Your CV is ridiculous,
isn't it?
Now.
It's proper weird.
Podcaster, author.
Yes.
Live podcaster, hopefully, even though we haven't done it yet.
Yes.
Yes. What else? Instagrammer.
Instagrammer. Influencer. I'm an actress. I'm a singer. I'm just wearing all these hats and I kind of keep them on straight because I'm just...
Jack of all trades, master of none.
That's me.
Yeah.
It's so exciting. I'm not... I'm just... I'm living a dream right now, Chris.
Yeah.
And it's all because of me.
Fuck you.
I thought I was going to get a thank you there. Bloody coattail rider. Honestly. Mike, honestly, my posture
your back
is
hurting.
It's hurting from dragging you along on my coattails. Like you are on holiday at the Costa del Sol, fucking water skiing off the back of the speedboat that is Chris Ramsey Industries.
No, honestly, unbelievable. Just in my head, right, I can imagine now you've got a really lovely like coat, like a wedding one, but
like
really long coattails.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm on the back mm-hmm. on a sun lounger
yeah.
in like a lovely stripy swimming costume with a big yeah. hat on, having a cocktail, and you're just dragging us along.
And it's like, yeah,
and I'm
tiles.
Just like hello, and waving yeah, a bit it. Like the Queen.
Yeah, that's it.
Thank you.
That is exactly what's happening in our lives.
I appreciate it though. Thank you so much. You didn't have to let us in, so
starting to regret it. If I'm honest with you.
No, you flipping not.
Ah, well. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see when it comes to the beef section. What fucking long-lost relative of that fucker pops up today. Damn you.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
Hello, Chris?
Oh, God. I never know which one's coming.
Hello, Chris. No, it's Becky here.
Hello.
Becky Beef, all right?
Hello.
Chris, I'm just ringing in two things, all right? One, you going on tour?
Yes.
You're not coming to Liverpool?
No, sorry.
Why
we'll
is
only
that?
We'll only make Manchester. You're gonna have to bomb along the M62
no.
if you want to come.
No.
Well, good.
Can't be doing that.
Right. Well,
what's wrong with the pool?
I've got nothing is wrong. Absolutely lovely Liverpool, but couldn't get any venues. Annoyingly, I couldn't get any venues in Liverpool working on my tour or on the Shag Marry Know tour, which is irritating. So I'll definitely have to try and go next year. But you are banned from all venues I come to. And if you dare turn up on stage at Shag Marry Annoyed, I'm gonna go mental.
Is that fighting talk, Christopher?
Say that again. Sorry, you slipped out your accent. Slipped out your accent slightly there.
Is that fighting talk, Christopher?
No, I am. I'm of course being sarcastic and joking.
All right.
Yes.
I've got a new boyfriend.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
It's called Tyson.
Tyson.
Tyson Fury.
You're going out here, Barry. Hold on. Exclusive. Barry Beef's sister is going out with Tyson Fury.
Well, it's a secret.
Well, not
so
anymore.
Don't tell anyone. But yeah, we're going out together. So, you want to come and say that to me again?
My question is, I turn my mobile onto flight mode before I record the podcast.
Yeah.
So how are you able to ring in?
It's it's just... Anyway, Barry, just to let you know, Barry, yeah. He's been locked up.
Right. Oh, no way.
So I'm just ringing as well because I need to borrow some bail.
Yeah.
And I know that you and Rosie are good for it.
Right.
And Rosie always promised Barry that if anything happened, she would really look out for him. And so we need 1,500 quid. Sorry, 15,000
That went from, what the fuck's he done? 50. What's he in for?
GBH.
Right. That's not, he's a horrible man.
No, it wasn't that serious.
No, it wasn't that serious.
No.
GB, it wasn't that serious. Are you serious? What do you mean it wasn't that serious?
Well, it was just a scrapple.
Scrapple?
A little scrapple. Rosie was there.
Was she now?
Yeah, it was over her.
She's not Chris.
Funny that. Anyway, I've got to go. I'm really busy.
Right, okay, yeah.
Brookside's on.
Tell Tyson hello.
Oh, I will.
And Tom, well done for the idea. It was fantastic.
What?
And his fight.
What are you talking about?
We had he fought on Saturday night. He was brilliant.
Oh, did he?
Did he?
Are we talking about the same Tyson Fury? My Tyson works in a bank. But he's really odd.
Right.
Right, okay, bye. I'll send you my bank details.
Just fuck off, man.
No, fuck off. You fuck off. Come to the pool.
Jesus Christ, man. Do your research, will you? You didn't even know he'd had a fight on the weekend, you useless fucker. I hate you. What's your beef before I burst into tears?
Listen. Right. My beef this week is I got sent a lovely portrait from somebody from my Instagram.
Yeah.
Right. It was me, you and Robin.
Uh-huh.
Your comments upon looking on this beautiful portrait was, wow, they've really been kind to your chin. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
That really hurt my feelings. That really cut me deep.
Yeah, I'm actually going to send it away to someone so they can add some shading in.
You know, a couple of lines
and a bit of shading. Hey, look, you're going to give it, you got to take it. You're going to come on live tour with me. You got to fucking, got to get sparring. Got to get verbal sparring.
I was thinking about getting lipo on it.
I'm not having you come off stage at the end of the gigs and go, Chris, you took that too far. That was nasty. I'm not having this. What? I'm not having extra.
Well, we need to have boundaries. Is there going to be no boundaries?
We're going to have a safe word. We're going to have a banter safe word. Right, this is terrible.
Should we make one up now?
No, because then everyone will know what it is.
All right.
Let's think it through.
There'll have to be something nondescript.
Mm. Like, Oklahoma's normally a good one. Oklahoma.
But everyone would know.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, we'll have a think about that. Anyway, stop slagging off me chin.
My beef with you this week is... my beef with you this week is... You cannot for the life of you, and refuse to learn how to make me a decent cup of tea.
Really?
I'm serious. You keep offering cups of tea recently. They're going down.
Thank you. You're welcome.
But you might as well give us a cup of toilet water. It's going downhill. They're too milky. You don't let the tea bag sit in for enough, and you put too much milk in. They're too weak, right? And listen here. Now, if I tried to tell you, if I said, "Oh, Rosie, come on, I'll just quickly show you how to do this," you'd be
"Don't you dare!"
Patronizing bastard! How dare you? Right. I'll not make you a cup of tea in the future. Listen here, right? You know what I realised today. I make you a coffee.
Ungrateful arsehole.
You are full of it, right? This is one-sided, right? Because I make you a coffee. I know, depending on what time of day, what kind of coffee you have, how you take it, and what fucking cup you have it in. Mm-hmm. So maybe take a moment to learn how I like my tea, right? Yeah? Just for the listeners, in the morning, she likes it in quite a modern cup. We've got two, we've got like a blue one and a green one. She likes it in there. Two sweeteners, double espresso, shot with water, stirred. Afternoon, more of a vintage, smaller teacup. Am I right? Yeah? With a single shot of espresso, still two sweeteners, water, stirred.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah, you're right.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Exactly. So, and I know that after 3 o'clock or 2 o'clock, you won't have
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock.
Don't listen.
Well, brilliant.
So you like your tea bag, hot water, and milk.
Yeah.
And what I don't understand, you've what else I'm meant
let,
to do.
That you've got to let the tea bag sit in for a little bit. The amount of times you've got, so sometimes you'll
Tell us now, how long do I leave it to sit for?
Like a minute and a half.
That's how long I do leave it.
No, you don't. The amount of times you've went, "Do you want a cup of tea?" And I go, "Yeah." And it's just there straight away. You know when you go to a restaurant and you're like, "I'll have the burger, please." And they go, "No problem." And they bring it like in like a suspicious amount. Like it's suspiciously quick. And you go, "Well, fuck knows. I don't know where this has been sitting."
Well, why haven't you said it before? We've been married for years. Why have you never said this? Why are you
waiting? You used to be really good at them. You used to be really good at cups of tea. And you've gone terrible.
I'm not being funny. I've got about 7 jobs going on the go. How do you think I've got time to make you a cup of tea?
Add tea maker to your CV right this second, or I'm not going on tour. There we go.
I'll go by myself.
Right, well, that backfired. That's I take it back. I'm coming. Can't get rid of a slang, sorry. Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for questions from the public.
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 Public. I'm on a bit of a come down now.
Are you really?
Honestly got so excited that now I feel a bit
It was such a weird morning getting ready to announce that tour.
This must be how Lionel Richie feels when he does his tours.
Why fucking Lionel of all of you?
I don't know
why Lionel Richie.
It's just the first one that came to my head.
It was literally basically all morning. It's been essentially like, you know that moment where you're waiting for the person to arrive at the surprise party and someone's at the door to the function room and someone's like, "Oh, go down and like intercept them." Yeah. It was like standing at the door waiting, going, "Everyone shut the fuck up, turn the music off, lights off." It was that for a full morning while Robin had chicken pox as well at the same time.
Yeah.
That was good. Bless him. He's been a laugh with his chicken pox, hasn't he?
Scabby little bugger.
Bless him. There is party though, and I'm not sort of giving it the whole Munchausen syndrome here, but there is a... Bear with us. Don't use this out of context. When you've got a four-year-old boy who is a live wire and nuts and runs around screaming and shouting and doesn't let you have 5 seconds, there is something, and I know I'm wrong, but there is something perversely enjoyable about when he's a bit lethargic and he just wants to sit and watch a telly and have a cuddle.
Yeah. Do you not remember years ago when he was only two, I'd been to see Little Mix.
Yeah, I remember this.
And I got disgustingly drunk. Yeah. Like, shockingly drunk.
Yeah.
And it was the most hungover I've ever been the next day. And Robin was really poorly, and he just sat on my knee, and we watched Disney films all day, and it was the honestly, up there with one of the best days of my life.
That is just,
I swear.
Best day of my life when my child wasn't well. Ashamed of yourself.
You went and got us a McDonald's.
I remember.
I ate loads of his, what they call them, crisps.
Oh, them carrot things you used to get. Oh,
the,
my God, remember
the
them.
Face
like giant, what, giant what's it?
What are the teddy bear ones called?
Pombears.
Pombears. I ate loads of them. Oof, and cans of Coke. Oh, the best day ever. Sweet. Anyway, back to the question.
It's terrible, isn't it? Oh, man. But that's the thing with Robin, though. He is basically like when he used to have a job, you know, if you worked in a shop or whatever and there was no customers or nothing to do and your boss would just be like, well, it's quiet, so count the coat hangers in the stock room. And you'd
clean
be like,
all the POS.
Like, make sure everything's perpendicular then because, you know, I can't have you doing fuck all. He's like that.
Yeah.
He watches TV for 5 minutes and he's like, Daddy, I've noticed you're not doing anything. Can I have a shredded up apple, please? You're like, oh, you're not even hungry, man. You just want us to be doing shit.
I know. Do you know what that's... Speaking of shops, one thing I hated doing when I worked in shops was then they used to make you go and talk to people, ask them if they're all right. I don't want to... Nobody wants to be asked if they're all right in a shop. Nobody does.
No.
If you want help, you'll go and ask for it.
You can always kind of know when someone wants help. Like, I'll stand in a shop, and if I pick something up, and it's a large, and I want a medium or whatever, right?
Yeah.
I kind of just bob my head around, and I just turn my head and look around.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll always know. I mean, annoyingly, I walk into a shop, they're fucking on you straight away. You okay? Do you need help? Just give the shout if you need anything. Mm-hmm. If you need any sizes, I'm just over here. The minute I look up for them, they're nowhere to be fucking seen.
Yeah.
In the
liars.
Back room counting coat hangers. Mm. But yeah, oh man, when I used to work at All Sports, the amount of we always had to upsell. So it was always like when they buy the trainers, see if they'll buy the wax for the trainers. Mm. And I'm standing there, there's like a bloke buying a pair of football boots for his kid for fucking PE at school. And I'm like, do you want to buy the Dubbin wax to rub on? It's £2 and it'll keep the letter. And the guy's like, they'd just be like, shut up. They just cut you, just chop you off.
Do you remember store cards? Do you want to get in massive loads of debt I can win a bottle of wine at the end of the week?
Is that what you said happened?
Yeah.
Oh, All Sports
whoever got
have
the
a
most
store
cards, this is when I worked in retail, in clothes shops, I'll not say where, but whoever got the most store cards, whoever managed to get the most, would get like a bottle of wine at the end of the week. I used to hate doing that. I'd be like... Oh, I just didn't like
have you
it.
Still got store cards?
No, but I did for a long time and they were crazy in debt. Oh, like my credit score, until I met you.
Yeah. Again, coattails, you're welcome.
Thank you. Yeah. Horrific because I had store cards and honestly, it's because I worked at that shop and I got myself one because I wanted that to win, right? I was like one away from winning, so I was I'll get one.
You got that's cheating. You got yourself a store card so you can win this. That's bollocks. Yeah.
Anyway.
No wonder your ma's got so many store cards, bless her.
Oh, it's all because of me, man, please. I want to win. So I got it. I spent £93 and I swear to God, that one shopping trip cost me £600 in late fees.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. Just,
it's a pity you didn't work there now because you could have got one for you, one for Barry, one for his ma.
One for Belinda, one for Becky.
Yeah.
You'd
have been buzzing there, like, wouldn't you?
I know.
Unbelievable.
Should we
what's the public saying? Hey, look, just a little bit of chat. Don't worry about it.
Love it.
Right?
I love chatting with you.
Well, yeah.
Your little chatter.
It's the only time I get to talk.
Hi, Rosie and Chris. My missus has a male friend that has fancied her for the past 9 years and even told her family that one day she'll give in.
Brilliant choice of words. Give in.
She once woke up to him rubbing himself on her feet. Apparently.
What? She once woke up.
She once woke up to him rubbing himself, I'm guessing nethers, on her feet. And when I've met him, he has always been dismissive of me. Well, he's just not mentioned anymore about the rubbing. So that's all we get about the rubbing.
Ah, that's really annoying.
So,
do you know what? Didn't someone send us an email kicking off that we don't like delve more deep into stuff? That's what the tour's going to have, right? When someone has a weird shit, I'll get one of them massive fucking 4,000 candle power torches. That's like a spotlight that Darren Brown has on his show. And we'll whip a spotlight onto someone and we'll cross-examine. You can't just go... walk up rubbing themselves and just leave it.
Well, hang on, I'll find out. Hang on, right? Okay, so I've met him and he's always been dismissive of me and mugged me off. She will not talk to him about it, but rather pretend it didn't happen.
Brilliant. But still Busy's friend. She's still his friend.
Yeah, apparently. She even told her family if I had a female friend that was like that, she wouldn't want me to see them again. Not the rubbing bit. That's just weird. I now call him Feet. Have you ever had this problem?
What the hell is happening? Right. First of all, dude, I've got that's from a man, yeah?
Barney.
Barney. That's a fake name. nice try.
He's a big purple dinosaur.
Right, okay, good. Yeah, yeah. Barney, your... Is it wife? Girlfriend? Look, whatever.
Mrs.
She's doing it to piss you off, mate. She's doing it to piss you off. She's keeping you on your toes. That man who we are talking about, in my opinion, specifically exists to keep you on your fucking toes.
Do you think?
Oh, God, yeah. Hey, Barney, Valentine's Day's coming up. Oh, better get some, mate. Or fucking Footosaurus there will be all over you. Like, absolutely, in my opinion. So Chris Rock's got an amazing routine about this. He calls it a cock in the box.
Right.
So he says when your girlfriend or your wife's got a male friend, it's cock in the box, break glass in case of emergency. And it's like, if they break up, she's just got a ready-made.
Want a cock in the box.
Hey!
I've not got one.
You've got Barry. Pack it in, right?
Barry is not a real person, Chris. Have I got a cock in the box? Let me think. Hang on. They're all gay.
Oh, your brother, Kev.
Oh, great. Yeah. Wow.
Oh, I made me feel sad.
Imagine the Daily Mail comment on that. No, I haven't got one. Oh. Apply within. Good.
Fuck off.
Any friends that would like to rub their nethers on my foot, feel free.
Look, hey, look.
I was
about,
strange.
Do you know what it is? I was about to say I'm not judging. I am judging. I'm specifically judging.
You're allowed to judge. Judge
yeah,
away.
I'm judging.
Bonnie's not real.
So there we go. What do you think? Do you think there's any truth in what I've said? That's just keeping them around.
Absolutely.
Him off. Yeah,
because 100%. You wouldn't, if you were in a relationship with someone and you walk up to your friend rubbing your foot on his private parts.
Yeah.
One, I'd be like, what are you doing? Two, I'd probably never speak to them again. And three, I'd tell you and then we just wouldn't speak to them together.
What situation is she in where he's there when she wakes up and and her feet are at crotch height? Where could it have been? Could it have been a nap during the day or was he somehow staying over somehow?
Have they fallen asleep on a trampoline in the sun?
She put her feet up on a table during a barbecue?
Possibly.
Hey, listen, this might be slander. Looking at the other side of it, it might have been falling asleep on a table during a barbecue, put her feet up, he might have been leaning over to grab some ketchup and his dick might have touched her foot. And he might have went, oh, sorry, I was trying to get the ketchup. You know, I fancy you, but I haven't got a foot thing. And she went, yeah, no problem. And then she said, Barney, do you know where? He put his dick in between me toes.
I just wonder, sometimes, do you know when we read these stories and these questions, it just always makes me think, like, we have really boring life. We have a really,
I wouldn't use
really
the word boring.
Plain life.
I wouldn't use the word boring. No one on their deathbed has gone, I haven't lived. No one, an acquaintance has never put his knob on me feet and I have wasted my
None of my friends have ever rubbed their crotch on my feet. I'm a bit embarrassed about that.
And you've got lovely feet.
Do you know what?
Bloody waste.
My feet are the best part of my whole body, aren't they? They are.
Again, I feel like this is a trap. I feel like I can't answer that.
No, you can.
No, I don't.
Do you agree?
I can't.
Well, what do you think I'm going to say? Like, what? So you don't like my face?
Yeah.
No, I won't. Do you like my feet?
Well, you have got lovely feet.
So what, you don't like my face?
Fuck off.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Dear Chris and Rosie, I have a dilemma that's been bugging me for many years now, and I don't know if I should confess or not.
Ooh, this is... Juicy. Pull up a chair.
Listen to this, Juice.
Get the kettle on, get a pack of the biscuit suit. Come on! Stop that.
I'm very good friends with two brothers who I went to school with.
Oh,
just
shit.
To set the scene,
oh, God.
They are very family-orientated people and get quite protective.
Oh.
At one of their weddings, I befriended their aunt. She ended up finding me on the Facebook.
On the Facebook.
That's what it says.
Oh, loser! Come on, man. Justin Timberlake told him in the film, lose the... Just Facebook, it's cleaner. He told him that in the social network.
JT
told him that, and you'd not even... The Facebook. Crikey.
I ended up finding me on the Facebook.
The Facebook.
And we got chatting again, and I ended up coming round for a bit of rampy-pampy a few times, and all was good.
Is that what it actually says?
Yeah, so...
What? Auntie?
The auntie.
Sorry.
You're not even listening, are you?
Because you said it in court, I thought it was a joke, and I thought... So this is a bloke writing the email.
Yes.
Read it again in real English.
Right, so this lad is friends with two brothers.
And he's
he went to one of their weddings,
befriended the aunt,
and had sex with the auntie.
I thought you were joking. Let me put me so read it exactly what happened. So
Facebook, I ended up going around. Oh, sorry. She, the aunt, ended up finding me on the Facebook.
Loser.
And we got chatting again, and I ended up going round for a bit of rumpy-pumpy a few times.
Wow.
And all was good.
Wow. That came from nowhere.
I know. Sorry, I didn't realise you would get so
shagging
there,
Andy. Shagging his mates. Andy.
Shagging his mates. Mate, listen. You're getting too carried away.
I can't help
Reel
it.
Reel yourself the fuck in.
I'm sorry.
Ready? After a bit, I got a girlfriend and we called it a day. Okay, so
wow. He's
not shagging the auntie anymore. Fast forward a few months and the aunt got pissed and told her sister she had slept with one of her lad's friends, but she wouldn't say who. The lad then suspected it was another friend of ours who, unsurprisingly, denied it, and now they have had a fallout.
Oh, you bastard.
I know. Now, what do I do? Should I come clean, or is it even anyone else's business? I mean, I'm 30 now and I can't be dealing with all this drama.
Oh, wow.
Love to hear your advice.
Wow. God, I hope they don't listen, because that's not really difficult to work out. If you're a brother and your auntie shag one of your mates and you're not speaking to one of them and he denied it.
It's pretty obvious, isn't it?
I mean, then again, we are, even though we get all these questions, we still are quite naive. Like, there might be fucking thousands of people who that's happened to.
Well, this podcast, how many downloads are we on now?
18 million, don't like to brag.
So 18 million. Out of 18 million people, there probably is a lot of anti-fuckers out there. You know what I mean?
But you can't call someone an anti-fucker.
Shut your fucking face, anti-fucker. Sorry, Mom. Sorry, Dad.
No, not sorry. Should he come clean? He's going to fall out with, if he comes clean, he's going to fall out with the brothers, and he's going to fall out with the guy who he let take the fall for as well.
Do the brothers have any right, though, to be annoyed? Two consenting adults?
I just want to know the age gap. That's all I want to know.
Right, okay, we can guess that...
Let's go on laws of averages. Your auntie's normally you know, your auntie's normally...
50s, 60s.
Well, normally within a few years of your mum and dad.
Yeah. Yeah, there we go. Oh, it was good. I think you should tell them. I think you should tell them. I don't think it's fair that they fell out with somebody else.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how much advice to give the guy here, because I'll end up sounding like an agony aunt and he'd probably come round and fuck us.
So, up next, this isn't questions, but I was recently doing some work with a TV channel promoting a show that they have on currently.
How many jobs do you fucking have?
Listen.
It's craziness.
I don't want to get ahead of myself, but...
Honestly. I feel you're going to pop out and fit a bathroom for someone in 5 minutes. It's getting ridiculous.
I did woodwork at school. So right. It's not... Right.
Wood swells when it's wet, so don't do wood in the bathroom.
Well, depends how much... What your budget is.
I was waiting for fucking
hell. So, I was promoting a TV programme for a channel, and it's about weddings.
Right.
Okay? So, I asked my followers on Instagram for some funny wedding stories.
Yeah.
Obviously, the Smars and Dars in their droves were amazing. Couldn't use that for the channel, unfortunately, because I had to keep it a bit,
PG. Well, so the Shag Married and Ordered fans are used to a certain level of story that isn't acceptable for when you're doing a paid partnership with a TV channel.
Yeah.
Great. So we've got the off cuts here.
So we've got the, yes.
Recycled question from the public.
Doing a bit for the environment. Yeah. Content sharing.
Recycle.
So I thought we'd, and with it being shag, married, annoyed, I thought it made
married,
sense.
Married, one of the words, you married. Know? Bloody fantastic.
So these are funny wedding day stories. This one, I don't know if this is, it's a bit strange. Okay, it's not really funny, it's a bit weird.
Great.
Are you ready?
Change the title then, funny wedding stories.
Well, rank wedding stories.
Oh, right, that's why. Well, we're still happy. Guys, are we still happy? Of course we are.
On my wedding day, we were running early, so my driver took a detour. 10 minutes in and I needed the loo.
Oh, Jesus.
So I asked if he could turn around. Combining a full bladder with a tight dress meant I got desperate quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah. We came across a petrol station and my driver went in to find out if they had a toilet.
Never.
Because they usually
do.
You've got to get a key. They're always disgusting.
God on it. But you're going into a petrol station in your wedding dress to go for a piss.
Chris. People are right.
Listen, I've been a lot of petrol stations to the toilet. They are disgusting.
Yeah, they're horrible. Here's a little tip for everyone. Yeah. On the morning of my wedding, I used a suppository and I just emptied myself.
Well, that's lovely. I've literally just found that out now.
True story.
Thought you looked thinner.
I did, mate.
Can we just take a moment to appreciate the phrase emptied myself?
I did. Fully emptied myself. So, came across a petrol station. They kindly let me use the staff toilet.
Brilliant.
So I sat having a pee whilst my dad held my dress above my head.
Oh,
once I'd finished, my dad said, "Oh, I may as well go." So I stood there holding my own dress above my head whilst my dad also had a wee. We had such strange looks when we came out. My dad even used the story of our escapade in his speech.
Oh.
I'm sorry, what world are people living in when they're in the same room while the dad is having a wee?
Sorry, but the only visualisation I've got here is, so she still had the dress over her head. Was she still sitting on the top? Did he wee in the gap?
He literally was doing it between her legs? Her legs.
Oh, I think he might have done,
He has, that's what I've took from that.
Just wrong.
Can you imagine?
You're
excited for your day? So, oh, it's going to be great.
So on a wedding day, she saw her dad's dick before she saw her husband's dick. Jesus Christ.
How do these people exist?
Oh, God.
What's going on?
I love it, mate. Like, it's great, man. Hey, the world takes all shapes and sizes. Everyone's individual. Everyone's... everyone's dad's dick's different.
This is a wedding story here. On my wedding day, my nephew burned his arse on a light laid in the ground because he was sat on it whilst wearing a kilt. My auntie fell off a table, broke her arm dancing, and a couple was caught shagging on the venue's garden.
It sounds like my stag do. Fucking...
dropping people off at A&E. He burnt his arse on a light. So there was a light in the ground, like them lights in steps and stuff.
Yeah.
He sat on it and burnt his arse. Yeah. Who's shagging in the gardens at someone else's wedding?
Well, they must have just...
Who's doing that, man?
Just took the fancy.
Filth
bags. Our great auntie died at the table of my auntie's wedding just as they were serving the starters.
Oh, fuck.
So that's nice.
That's terrible. Oh, no. Way to make it all about you, great auntie.
And I've got
that's some, harsh, I'm sorry, that's really harsh.
I've got some, hang on. At my friend's wedding, the best man stood up to do his speech and during it said, "I remember the first time Bruce met Dawn Marie's Fanny instead of family."
He did that on purpose.
Do you think?
He fucking planned that.
Instead of family.
Of course, man. That's great. He's played it off. The best bit is he's pretended that was an accident for years. Well done him. He planned that. He'd have been getting ready that morning, looking married. Imagine I say Fanny instead of family. How class will that be?
I'm going to do this and I'm going to say Fanny.
I'd 100% do that. What a genius.
You are a professional stand-up comedian. Of course you would do that.
Yeah, but...
I don't think he is.
I'm jealous of how good he is.
Last one here, you ready? My sister did the worm across the dance floor with no knickers on. She was maid of honour and insisted they were too uncomfortable, so she hid her knickers behind one of the boys and paraded her vagina to all my guests.
So why is she hiding it? Put them in your
siblings
bag.
Siblings for you.
Why are you hiding your knickers?
I don't know.
What's wrong with everyone? Why are you putting them somewhere else?
I don't know. She was just getting rid of them, wasn't she?
Jesus.
Thank you, everyone, for them lovely bits
weddings,
of delight.
Man. Weddings, man. Absolutely crazy. Babadoo, 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 ba. Right, I've got one here for a change.
I love it when you have them.
I just randomly went on the emails the other day and I read this and I was like, right, okay, I'm having it. I'm having it. So listen to this, right? It covers some topics we might have covered in the past as well, actually. Brings a couple of old favourites back. Ooh. I started seeing my boyfriend about 2.5 years ago. He has moved in with me now from Washington in the Northeast. I, too, love a Northeast accent. One of the first friends he introduced me to was a doctor who lives in Newcastle. He was a medical student, and I found out that he studied in York, my hometown. Mm. My best friend from primary school, who I have known since I was 5 years old, used to try and get me to go to salsa dancing classes about 6 years ago. I know this sounds ridiculous, but all the threads come together they come together in the end like fucking Broadchurch. Like, right. It's ridiculous.
Oh, I love Broadchurch. He loves Broadchurch. You know, I loved it.
Great.
I loved
her. We were both single at the time, and she said the guys were great. I saw salsa dancing classes as foreplay for divorced men in their 60s and weirdos. That's offensive to professional dancers like myself, but carry on.
Okay.
I never did go to the classes / socials to find out myself. However, her stories didn't prove me wrong. I distinctly remember her calling me late one night as she had gone home, brackets his house, with a man from salsa. After going on a few dates, he went to the bathroom to freshen up. Brackets, what does that mean, by the way? Wash your bits in the sink? ? Yes, it does.
Hang on. Sorry. Is she with the doctor or is she with a guy
the
from
doctor,
salsa?
All of those characters from the beginning, from the first chapter, they will come back in.
Okay.
Don't you?
But who's she with now? Who's freshening up for the pool nanny?
So this is her friend telling a story about someone she met at salsa.
Not the guy who she went with.
Don't. Just forget about them two. Forget
what?
About those guys.
What?
It'll come back. Just honestly... everyone listening, by the way, this is what it's like watching a fucking film with Rosie. Who's he? What's happening? What they're doing there? Why has that happened? When's that going to happen? Is this for... Rosie, it's the advert. Oh.
Listen, I was blessed with a vocal voice.
A vocal voice.
A voice box. I'm tired.
She got into her underwear and peeled back the duvet to find a crusted brown stain on the white sheets.
Oh.
Okay. I could not believe that would be really anything to worry about, so she sent me a photo message. It was a skid mark, undoubtedly. Undoubtedly is amazing.
Aww.
How could someone have a skid mark in their bed? ? She left him after this. Brackets, she still slept with him that night. Brilliant. On the skid mark. I'm going to lay you down on the skid mark. Make sweet, sweet love on the skid mark. She then began dating a guy.
Sorry, but no. I have never, ever. Who's that desperate for sex to have sex on a skid mark? Like, I couldn't.
Can you imagine how far? She must have saw it and then whipped the bed covers back over. And he's like, let's get under the sheets. And she's like, let's do it on top of the duvet.
Let's, please.
Why? Just because, but it's cold. I don't care. Can we do it on top of the duvet? And I'm not going to touch your arse because...
I couldn't. That would put me off straight away. Right, keep going. Is there more?
Yeah. Oh. She then began dating a guy who was very romantic with her, sending her flowers and poems, etc.
A
different guy. Right. He also had some strange sexual habits. He role-played with her, counting down from 10 when she was going to climax, or often he would pretend to her that he was a burglar in the house or someone in the garden watching them having sex.
Oh, God!
Or there was someone... So we would have sex with him. He'd be like shouting, I can see the guy in the garden again. He's watching while we're doing
it.
Yeah.
What? So that was their role play, that he would pretend there was someone in the garden.
So he'd be having sex
them.
With her and looking out the window going, that bloke's watching her again.
Oh my God. What was she saying? Like, oh shit. Oh no. Quick, he's what? Did she join in?
I don't know. That was just
his
thing.
Do you know
thing.
What? I would love role play. Oh. Bit of improvisation of an evening. Imagine.
I am not having sex with any of the beefs. So you can fucking get that out of your head right now, love. Right? Listen to this. This story's ridiculous, right?
So, Chris, listen. You wouldn't want Belinda on your making sweet skid mark, love.
Listen, right?
Right. Oh, I'm excited. Come
so
on.
This guy. So okay. This guy who she's
pretending that someone's in the garden. Yeah.
She then thought it would be a good idea to move in with the guy after this. So she moved in with this guy, right? Oh. I met the guy and he was often really rude to me. When my friend would go to the loo or we had moments alone, he would tell me that I am not a good person. Oh. Unbelievable. He used to pull out the hair on his eyebrows. He would lay next to her in bed and... Are you ready?
Oh...
Are you ready for this? He used to pull out the hair on his eyebrows, yeah. ... He would lay next to her in bed.
Yeah.
You ready?
What?
Pull out his pubic hairs and eat them. I mean, she's moved in with this lad.
Did she stay with him?
Well, she did break up with him, thankfully, and now she is with a lovely man who we all like. A one who doesn't eat his pubic hair or is nasty to her friends. Brilliant. Imagine that on speed dating. First question, do you eat your pubes? Yes, leave.
Of all the hairs to eat.
Listen to this.
Is there more? Yeah. No, there's not
so,
more.
So, remember the beginning, right?
No, there's else.
I told my boyfriend this story as it was a dating cautionary tale. However, recently, the doctor friend who lives in Newcastle that I have now met several times, I've noticed he has photos from his stag do in his house. In the photo, standing next to a photo of my boyfriend and the Geordie doctor, was the pube eater! The pube eater! How amazing! It all comes back. I've got goosebumps. So the whole story comes back together.
How does Puby know them?
I asked the doctor how he knows him, and he used to go to the gym with him when they were at uni in York. I didn't let on that I knew him. Wow. Should I tell my boyfriend that he in fact knows this guy who eats his own pubes and he has shared a hostel room with him on a stag do?
Yes, she needs to tell him.
Isn't that wonderful?
I love it when stuff like that happens.
Just comes together at the beginning. I saw your face and I was reading it and I'm rambling and you're going, this is rambling. Why has he picked such a long story? Bang! Lord of the Rings, eat your dick off.
Eat your pubes off.
Eat your
more like it. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris.
Hello.
You were talking about people who can't even bring up an ex's name to their partner on this week's podcast. I think this is from a while back.
Yeah.
Because I can't remember that.
I think just to go over the topic in case anyone's not aware, my favourite times ever are when you bring up stories about your ex and you're slagging them off. Any of your exes. Oh, you did one today and I was like, me. I just take it as a big me party.
It'd be you one day. So that's nice.
Oh, brilliant. Brilliant. Great.
I'm only joking. I'm like that with my boyfriend's ex because he has her name tattooed on his effing chest.
Chest? Yeah. Chest's bad.
Yeah.
Is it over his heart?
It's fully blown all across his chest.
Oh, never in
He
the
kept
world.
It hidden for the first couple of months as well. When we had sex, he kept his top on, and I just thought he might have body issues or weird nipples or something. How understanding.
Oh, yeah. Oh, weird nipples or something. Anyway.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
I then found out that he has her name tattooed in some shitty calligraphy on his chest. I've been asking maybe once a month for him to get it covered up, and he still hasn't. And we've been together for 2 years now.
Oh.
My question is, how do I get him to get it covered up ASAP? Because it's doing my head in now, and we have a holiday coming up soon, and I can't be arsed with people asking me if I'm Emily when my name is Hannah. Please help. From a quietly steaming and pissed off girlfriend.
Oh, I'm just doing it in my head. You can't even change that into Hannah.
No.
I mean, he'd never be stupid enough to do that.
You'd have to get removed or fully
covered. Oh, I fixed it. Mm-hmm. I fixed it. I know exactly what you do. Get pregnant, have a kid, call the
Name
kid Emily.
The kid Emily.
Boy or girl, doesn't matter.
Yeah. That's the...
Hold on, I may have just made it worse. If she doesn't like a tattoo of the ex, I don't think she's going to want a kid named after his ex.
No. Well, listen, right? I could not have sexual relations with you if you had another woman's name tattooed on your chest where I need to look
Are you giving me a get out of jail free card here?
Wow.
If I never want to put myself through another session with you, I just need to quickly nip and... Would you accept a henna tattoo? Would you accept a Sharpie?
Snazzaroo.
Billy Stamper?
Crack on. Imagine that. No, I couldn't look at it. Physically.
Again, I don't know why people are getting... until you're married...
No, even then, Chris. Come on.
Like, your mom will always be your mom. Your dad will always be your dad. Relative will always be your relative. Kid will always be your kid.
Yeah.
Don't be getting your partner's names tattooed on you.
Yeah, I agree.
Were you going to fucking forget it? Oh, yeah, man.
I know. I nearly got a tattoo years
ago.
Yeah.
I didn't know this.
Oh, yeah. I would literally went to the shop, nearly got it done, but I chickened out.
What shop?
Oh, it was when I worked in Pontins. It Breeden Sands.
You went to get one at Pontins.
No, it wasn't in Pontins. It was at Breeden Sands.
Right.
There was a tattoo.
What were you going to get?
I was going to get a camel on me toe.
Oh, the camel toe.
The camel toe one. Oh, I know. God,
I do know this story, and it's never not disappointing when I hear that punchline.
Why?
It's always disappointing.
Well, I might just get the moustache on my finger. That one as well.
Hate that one.
I always thought it was quite funny.
Nah.
Oh, I was just going to get like my boyfriend's name at the time across my whole chest.
I can't think of a more annoying thing. I don't know if this has ever happened, and please get in touch if this has happened to you. Can you imagine if you got a tattoo and you got it designed and you got it done, you got it put on, and someone, like a mate of yours, saw it and went, oh, that's class, that. And then the next time you saw them, they had the same tattoo.
That'll have happened. That will have happened.
I bet it's
Absolutely.
Happened a lot.
Yeah.
Imagine how fucking annoying that would be.
Furious.
That's up there with naming your kids the same name as someone else's.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Like, oh, you named your kid. I'll name my kid that as well.
2 months later. Yeah, but I'm not being funny. This is the thing, right? Tattoos. Everyone's like, oh, want a tattoo? Get this, be individual. You pick them out of a book.
Yeah. Well, some people pick them out of a book.
Some people design them.
Some people ask for certain things.
Yeah, fair enough.
But yeah, I've heard the phrase, and this is a real phrase I can't get my head around. I've heard the phrase before. I want a tattoo, but I don't know what to get. Guess what? I don't think you want a tattoo.
Mm.
I don't think you want one.
Why do you think if you want one, well, you know what you want?
I think you know what you want. I think you know what you want so much you get it on. But people get their fucking full arm coloured in now. I saw a guy in the swim pool the other day with just a green arm. I'm like, it looks like your forearms turned into the Hulk.
He's probably had a lot of sexual partners and can't fit all the names on. Just thought, this.
Notches on his bedpost. Just
basically,
one solid block of colour.
Angela, Philippa, all these names all the way down.
Mambo number 5.
Babadoo, 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 ba. once again, thank you so, so much for listening. Thank you for coming back each and every week. We appreciate it and we love you, guys.
We love you to bits. We absolutely do. Please keep sending all of your stories, all of your stuff. You literally are the best part of this podcast is all of the stuff you send us. shagmarinoid@gmail.com and it is shagmarinoid.com for tickets to the live tour. We are doing Edinburgh, Glasgow, London, Newcastle, Nottingham, Birmingham, Manchester and York. We are hitting all of those venues in September this year. Tickets are on sale now and on the website. It'll be a pleasure to see you there.
See you there, guys. Love yous.
Bye.
Hey, folks. I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.